Hey, Conwell, Thaddeo. So today is one of those days where I thought I would have time to do a script because I wanted to do it, but it just never seemed like the right time. So instead, I did other things, and I have come twice, three, four. I don't. I am bad at keeping track unless I actually try. So I thought, oh, well, that's nice. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do a questionnaire again. And this one sounds like it's gonna be a lot happier. I took a quick skim through of the questions. So I may have learned my lesson, and it is going to be super sexual questionnaire about sexy stuff. I haven't stopped, by the way, so this seemed very, very appropriate for what I'm doing. Question one: what other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them? I can't actually think of any other subreddits that I go to for erotica anyway. I think check out Audio Candy a little bit, and there's what is it called? Pillow Talk Audio a bit. I really like how you guys sound, like a lot. And I think it's also because I maybe it's my complete and utter lack of knowledge of Reddit and its working ways, but I don't know how to find any other a lot of subreddits that I'm interested in unless I just kind of like get linked there or find out about it some other way. So occasionally I go check out like Gonwell Curvy because you ladies are sexy, and I haven't quite gotten to the point where I want to post photos of myself. Although I don't know. I don't know. Maybe someday. I don't know. If you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits and contribute? Oh, of course. Go figure. I kind of answer the question-ish. If you already contribute to other subs, what made you choose those in particular? So, yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I can't think of anything that would differentiate me much than compared to all the other pretty girls already on there. But yeah, what is your ideal body type in a sexual partner, and why does this turn you on? I don't have a very specific type. I think I like I just I like the way they feel, so I like, and like most guys have it, they're not just like skin and bone, but they have like some muscle to them. I like broad shoulders if I can. I like just gripping them in my hands and dragging my nails down their shoulders, their arms. I like big hands. I like kissable lips, and I like really nice hips. Yeah. I like to just like bite your hips and oh fuck. Ah. Oh God. Jesus. Why does this turn you on? I don't fucking know. You're sexy. And you probably know it too. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? There are so many fucking questions. This doesn't have to be Hollywood celebrities. 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 I can think of right now is one specific scene in why am I just thinking? I'm just thinking of Cabin in the Woods, which is an awesome movie and everyone should watch it, even if you're easily scared because it's not that scary and it's funny as shit. And I think of what's his name? Chris Hemsworth, just pulling off his girlfriend's panties with his teeth and that little growl that he does with his teeth. Oh. I'm stuck on that, and I'm stuck on the main girl, the redhead. I think she has red hair, reddish brown hair with the green eyes, and she's gorgeous, and I love red hair. Yeah, just she opens her mouth or something, and that'll do it. Just that right now, I'm just stuck on that movie. Yeah, that's the next question. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? I don't know. I think it's all in the context. I had a really, really, oh fuck, why are words so hard right now? He was really, calling him straight-laced is wrong because it's not true. It's not true at all, but he was very, fuck, reserved. He could be a little reserved, especially in public. Anytime he would let loose and oh he did. Oh God he did. Just let loose and just start talking dirty to me. These are not words that he would just say ever, and he would say them and it was so fucking hot. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of, either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. I once had a really, 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 really long session, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself because I really like oral. And he came and then just passed out, like he was grabbing the back of my head and he jerked at my throat and so much going down my throat. And then he kind of fell over. It was almost like one of those fainting goat situations, because it was literally just a kind of like shudder, shudder, plop. That sticks out of my memory, and that was kind of funny. And then I fell asleep too, but you know, which part of your body do you think is the most attractive, and what do you like about your body? Oh, I was just asked this. Lips. I have really big, pouty-ish lips that aren't like too big. I don't know. They're nice. I would have liked my lower lip to be slightly bigger, but you know, whatever. Oh, they're nice, and I have learned to like them, and it is a toss-up between that and my butt, which I have also had to learn how to like, because I used to be self-conscious about how my skirts would fit, like how they would hang, and it seemed of great importance that like the back wouldn't hang as low as the front, and fuck, I'm wet. Oh, Jesus. Oh. And somehow that was fuck it, it doesn't matter. I fell out of skirt pretty damn nicely. That's the next question. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex or passive and submissive? What about this mindset and behavior? Makes sex better for you. I like both. I like knowing what I want when I think of something that I want, and I can get it and I can take it, and that's fucking hot. And then I'm not always like that. When I'm unsure, and I just want, and I can't formulate properly, and it's so good when the other person can. Oh, and they can talk, and they can talk, and it is so fucking hot. Damn strangest things. My tablet's now on marshmallow, guys. The things you notice when, where am I? Oh, okay. What about this mindset and behavior makes sex better for you? Yeah. I think picking each up after each other's slack, which is really like condescending-ish way to put it, and I don't mean it that way at all, but you know, it's when you get it's the give and the take, and yeah. What is your go-to fetish? Embarrassing or not, what fetish is almost guaranteed to get you off? I don't, someone sounding damn hot, gasping, moaning, sucking, fucking, coming. Oh, God, you guys sound so good when you come. Oh, fuck. pursue it. I don't think that counts as a fetish. If it is a very, very vanilla fetish, and you all know what I'm talking about because good. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself for hours, and oh, I would like that. What are you gonna do to make yourself feel good? Scream. No, I've learned to be quieter and a little bit more discreet when I'm doing anything, when I'm coming, when I'm anything, because the stars never align, and they're never, it's never empty, and there's always someone around or something. And when I, oh, when I'm all by myself, I just let go. And it's not that, like, feels better or I need to scream. It's just not having to hold back. Yeah, no, it's just being loud just feels good. And maybe I'll get that chance one day and you'll actually hear or something, because I don't know how likely that is anytime soon. But, that's probably it. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything even remotely sexual? What was your reaction? I think the strangest time that I ever, I wouldn't say it was got caught, because it was me, it was my boyfriend, it was this room, we kind of lived together. It was like a shared off-campus housing, and we were in his room, and we were having sex, and we had a housemate, and she was like this 40s-ish woman. She's a big woman. She was like, I'm not skinny, and she's like three of me. And she was kind of creepy. Anyway, we finished, and I came outside, and on the other side of his wall, it was like a really shitty off-campus housing. We were kind of poor, 'cause university. And there's like a couch on the other side of his wall, that they kind of like put up to just to make a room where there wasn't supposed to be a room. And she was on the other side on the couch, and she had her ear, she had her entire body pressed up against the wall so she could listen to us. And when I came out, she's just listening to us in the dark. And I came out, and she just kind of stared at me. She kind of straightened herself up and just pretended she wasn't trying her hardest to listen. Well, oh, she was a strange, strange woman. I would have felt sorry for her, except she had really creepy, crazy moments, and our locks weren't great in my room. You could just kind of like force open the door, even if it was locked. Or I think no, maybe probably not that, but like I didn't unlock it, or I didn't lock it necessarily, because we were, I don't know, like I didn't feel the need to like lock my door when I was just sleeping in my room. And I found her one night. She was just standing there over my bed, and it was scary because I hadn't done like my surgery then, and I can't see without my glasses, and she was just standing there looming over me. This is not a sexy story. Why am I telling this story? I'm gonna finish telling the story, but she things, and she was just standing over me and staring at me, and she said, what did she say? She said, "Oh, You're so pretty when you're sleeping. And I was like, oh God, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. But there is later, there's another incident. What did she do? Oh yeah, she pushed me in an oven. Guys, I have a scar on my wrist because she pushed me in the oven and I was baking a cake and it hurt. And I didn't like this woman. Next question. What is my question? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? That's not it. Have you ever, is it, no, I did that. What was your reaction? Right, reaction. I just walked back in and it was kind of creeped out. Cheating fantasies are often pretty common, but cuckold and cuckqueening is less so. If being cuckold, cuckqueen is a fantasy of yours, what about it turned you on the most? I don't know the words, the vocabulary for this particular fetish. Like, cheating fantasies, I understand. I get them, and I can take part in them because it's just pretend. I don't necessarily like it in real life, but like people do what they do, and it is absolutely none of my business, and that's a thing. But I don't know. I don't know much about this particular fetish. What is it? I think it's the psychology of it. I love a good mind fuck. And the more I get to play with that, the better. And I sense that there's a lot of that in that. So, yes. That. What is the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Saw and something you saw, did how you. I don't know. I can't think of anything. But I suspect it was probably a Disney movie. A Disney movie of some sort. I know I got my like fetish for like that gorgeous like prob like not natural. I do like natural red hair as well, but that red that's so pretty from like a Little Mermaid. Fuck, girls are hot. I swear there's probably something out of Beauty and the Beast, but I can't for the life of me think of it right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna okay, skip that because I can't think of anything. Age is what you make of it, but for most people, it has some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? And why is that the cutoff point? Too old's, I don't really have a hard limit. Like, certainly a hard limit for like who I would introduce to my parents, but like I'm gonna put it at like 50-ish. Yeah, maybe around there. What is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? I don't know, a few hours? Like, that was like a sexy Skype call that lasted, which is the funnier part. Like, yeah, no, you know who you are, and you're awesome. Not you were, you are. And even though that didn't go, yeah, I'm gonna say you're probably gonna. No, I don't know. I'm gonna go with a few hours. I'm gonna stick with that. I'm moving on. Because I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Almost done. And what would you? What was this? Would you like some making fun? Oh my God. Not the most pleasant orgasm. Hello, childhood. Why, yes. I would like some making fuck berserker. Hello, childhood. Oh my gosh. I don't know if that was at all any entertaining to listen to, because I feel tired as fuck. But yeah, thanks guys. I'm going to go now and